Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
After living in Jerusalem for many years, I have come to realize that there is nothing ordinary about the people or events in the sanctified city. Riding on the bus to a nearby playground with my daughter last week, I became aware of my divine surroundings. An elderly immigrant woman was reading her book of Psalms intently. A child was telling his mother about the Bible lessons he learned in school. I sat in my seat amazed at how riding the local bus in Jerusalem and witnessing these typical everyday moments could bring me closer to God. When we arrived at our destination, I noticed that the playground supervisor sported many earrings, wore unorthodox clothing, and had dyed hair. I didn't expect her to be religious, but I was pleasantly surprised when I saw her leave her post to say the traditional Jewish afternoon prayers. As she prayed, she covered her eyes, absorbed in the ancient words she was reciting. I left the playground inspired and powerfully reminded never to judge a book by its cover. I thought of the verse in Leviticus that tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and I made a vow to try harder to bring this teaching into action in my own life. I feel so blessed to live in Jerusalem, where we breathe the air of redemption and create a holy space for God to dwell in this world. And I thank Him every day for giving us friends around the world who support us in good times and bad. With prayers for peace in Jerusalem, I'm Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. To receive regular updates from Yael, add her as a friend on Facebook. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.